listeners, you're welcome to another episode of The Barman's Barbecue. Here we examine sacred cows, we roast them and serve them as it is hot.
Hi guys.
What's hello in Korean?
With me here is Eden and Bomo, your host.
Yeah.
And I'm the guest.
And today we'll be talking about mimesis. Is it mimesis or nemesis?
Mimesis.
What is mimesis?
Okay. What is mimesis?
I felt like we had this conversation so much. I felt we've done a podcast, but I just realized we had the conversation so much, so it feels like we've done a podcast. Okay, yeah. What is mimesis?
Copy and paste.
I feel like the father of mimesis is René Girard. Whenever I tweet about René Girard or mimesis, there's one dude, I don't know whether he follows me or he's just like
such
he just has
following the hashtag.
So maybe he gets a notification whenever anybody tweets about René Girard. So anytime I tweet about René Girard, this guy comments or like, so I mean, so it's and you have
in is this it Caucasian?
Yeah. So they have there are people who are Girardian scholars.
Oh, is he still alive?
I think so, I don't know. But he's that influential. In fact, like, I was watching a video on YouTube about who is René Girard. They're like,
wow.
He's one of the single most important theologians or philosophers ever. Right, because of like his contribution to theology. I mean, his ideas have been used in psychology, in theology. What's his name? Andrew Rabi's book, Desire Found Me. Like, the part of this central to that work was René Girard's theory on mimesis. Right, so it's so I recommend it. There is a book, I saw it and Fall Like Lightning. I really like that.
Is that by René Girard?
It's by René Girard.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he wrote some other things about sacrifice, violence.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Now,
sorry.
What's mimesis? So mimesis, I would say it's our subconscious ability to copy people. Right, so
people we admire.
Yeah, so imagine
disclaimer.
I like how I think I mentioned it before, how is it the desire that forms the self, or is it self that forms the desire?
You said it's desire that forms the self.
Yeah.
You now said like chicken before eggs.
Yeah, so but one of the things about René Girard or like mimesis, right? So like I said, it's our subconscious ability to copy others, and it's core to how we are formed as human beings.
Okay.
Right? We are deeply imitative. Right? Imitative as I think it's only we are deeply imitative. Right, so in mimesis, right, we copy people's desires. For instance, like, you know, have you ever heard children say, "I saw it first"?
Yeah.
So how do I know I saw it first?
Mm-hmm.
Let's say there's a toy. A child goes to play with the toy, then another one now is now struggling with that. It's my toy, I saw it first. So for the child that is saying, "I saw it first," must somehow have seen you see it. I don't know if you understand. If I'm saying that I saw it first, meaning that I saw you when you were seeing it.
Yeah.
And then I saw the stuff first. So the thing is,
that doesn't make sense, but let's go. Because you didn't see it first, you saw me, saw it first.
So you basically copied, we children watch the eyes or the focus of their parents and want what their parents are interested in.
True.
Yeah.
Right.
Then say children.
So we watch the eyes of people who we admire and want the things they want too.
I like the fact that it says people that we admire.
Yeah.
So there's already an admiration of some sort.
Yeah, and I think at the core is according to Andrew Rabi or René Girard, one of them, like at the core of our needs as human beings is the need to be. Like the number one lack we have is the lack of being. People want to be. Right? So when we see somebody who we perceive
to be.
Right, we want to be like the person.
Yeah.
So we now start imitating because we subconsciously we think that there's something they must be doing to be who they are.
Mm-hmm.
So because of that, we then like give in to, we then imitate them because of we believe that by doing what they are doing, we become
them.
Who they are.
Mm.
I feel like this is how
come to be.
Yeah, this is how impartation happens in church meetings or in gatherings.
Okay, that's true.
That by the time you see a particular preacher you idolize, like, you know, like
maybe he wears white, then you start wearing white.
So mightily grew the word of God. Yeah. So very soon you see yourself speaking like the preacher because of what you perceive that he is and you are not. Yeah.
Mm. So when people are doing, like, I know there are some churches, I know the pastors, all of them talk like this person, like the slow pace, or other churches where they do stuff to themselves,
or the way they wear
their hair.
So is it like it's not a deliberate?
Yeah, so I think
they don't know when they start doing it.
Yeah, I think it actually happens on a subconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the power of mimesis, right? That so even the crowd, and this is kind of like I think the spirits behind crowd think. Group thinking, where the masses, like you can see the masses who celebrated Jesus, the next moment they were saying crucify him.
That's
mimesis. It was mimesis that work when what's his name, Herod, thinking with his analytic mind, would not want to kill John the Baptist, but because of the pressure of the crowd.
Was it the pressure of the crowd, or because he wanted to be like a man of his word?
Then So if Herod didn't want to kill John the Baptist but ended up killing him, who did he want to be like?
He wanted to be accepted by the people.
So he wanted to be a man of his word.
Yeah,
that's so the point is he still wanted to be.
He wanted to be. Right, because of like, so there's that sense of, so at the core of the concept of
One last question, who did he want to mimic then?
The crowd. Like the observer. The person around or people whom he wanted to impress.
Okay,
I think he just wanted to be a man because he promised that anything you want, I'll give it to you.
No, but I think the scripture, if we can find it right, you see actually because of the people, that is, he would have sent it away, but because of the people, I'm just trying to. And
Herod that killed John the Baptist.
Yeah, he was like the texts actually pointed it.
And
out
I was he did it in front of the people now.
Yes, now yeah, so because for the sake of the people, so even if he would not.
But
for the sake of the people, he gave in. And that's the same thing with even Pilate. He knew better than to kill Jesus, but because of the people, right, and maybe for political reasons, he still went ahead to. So there is this concept of the concept of mimesis is how like there is this snowballing effect of desires, right? Like soon I think this is what Gerard was explaining in the book I See Satan Fall Like Lightning, that in virtually every civilization, every culture, everyone kind of like has swayed towards a particular thing, and then for peace to reign, or like there's kind of like conflict of interest, right? I want this, the other person wants that, right? And then so soon, because of the snowballing effect of desires, mimesis, and all these things, we then tend to find a person, right?
Peace with violence.
Yeah, the person that if we kill is scapegoat.
Like so
the
she talks about this like violence and peace.
Okay, yeah. So it's called scapegoating, where we'll find somebody who we perceive is different, somebody that needs to die so that peace will reign in the.
In the land.
Yeah, exactly. So in the book I saw Satan Fall Like Lightning, Gerard tried to point out that in virtually every civilization, most civilizations are formed by violence, whereby, like I think it was Nimrod, was it Nimrod that slew a man? I don't know, but Cain and Abel, there was violence, right? And virtually
in Nigeria,
every biblical text, there's violence, sweep violence under the rug, and you know, we now tell stories to, for instance, now there's how the government may retell the story of Lekki Toll Gate, right?
Yes.
And they now make it look like there are some rascals that wanted to destabilize the nation.
But
well,
that's
exactly
because
what
there's
they
the
did.
Internet and everybody's telling their
and
stories.
And the internet never forgets.
No, but then, like, even the internet, right? Even, like, if you look at Jesus, for instance, and the death of Jesus, there are some people who were paid to say that Jesus was not, did not actually die.
No, what I'm saying that in our state, in our, it was easier to work there because I'm saying it won't work as much.
You know, there's still a lot of false information.
Because everybody is telling their stories actively.
Yeah. So I mean, again, it's the amount of money in the media, they can actually push this in under the rug and not look
at it. They can't push it under the rug because the internet is somehow, what's that word? Centralized. Everybody, I can write it on my Facebook page. Yeah. I can write it on Twitter page. Everybody's only going to Guardian newspaper to read their news. But I digress. Yes.
Yeah.
Regress.
Yeah.
So, does it have a positive or a negative? I don't think it has.
Yeah, it's just a neutral phenomenon that happens. It's just a neutral phenomenon that happens in the world, right? But that subconsciously, because of first, we have this desire to be, right? And then once
is that desire to be a bad thing? Because we already are.
Yeah,
so you're desiring
it takes goals to realize that you already are, that you are.
Yeah. So, yeah. And that's why, like, okay, back to the Genesis story, yeah. Adam and Eve, they were basically growing, right? Like children, right? So, even like their encounter with the serpent can be seen as the development of their consciousness to forming their independent self that is able to discern good
to
and evil. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just like a normal progression of growth.
Okay.
Yeah. And they, like I said in the other podcast, that they were always going to eat it.
Yeah, but
it was not yet time. Okay. Right, so back to temptation, mimesis, and all. Back to temptation, mimesis. So mimesis is back to our subconscious ability to copy, right? To copy what we desire in others.
Noted. So who do you admire and who do you do you get my question?
I am.
Okay.
I am. Back to the gospel is now like I am, and it's the end of all violence. Because
you're missed of I am in now. There are people that you like and you want to be like you. You like Paul Young. You like Chris Green. You like
Jerry. Like
you're thinking of going to the PhD in divination, which was not your mind in the
divinity.
Sorry, divinity. So which means well, even if we are, it's not bad to.
Don't want to mimicize someone.
That's
yeah.
the word.
Mm. Mm. That's not actually. I think it's just life. It's a core part of life, actually, of the human being.
But I think back to how the gospel ties into all this is that we are. That is, you already are enough, right? And everything that.
Does mimesis fall into the concept of we are enough?
How does mimesis fall into the
context? Because you made mimesis look like the end point is to want to be.
Okay, so then
which was what I was trying to point out.
Okay, when God made man, God blessed man, right? Mm. So the blessing of man is basically telling man that man, I adore you, right? So by man looking at God, who should be right, the model that God wants to be, that man would want to be like. Saying that man is adorable, so man may now believe himself, accept himself, and be comfortable in his own
skin.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No, it doesn't. So if he's comfortable in his own skin, does he still rule out the fact of wanting to rule out mimesis?
If you get to the point of being, you know, is it possible to want more? Isn't that the whole point of growth? You know, wanting
more.
You know,
are you saying someone that who believes he is? Cannot experience mimesis.
Yes, that's what I'm asking.
Okay, there's someone who believes he is.
Just like how you believe you are.
No. So now mimesis, right? I feel like the incarnation of Jesus coming to Earth, right, is to give us a new way of being human, right? As you no longer have
acting
the feeling
from
of
want.
But you're now looking, working from a place of rest, or you are abundant, you're already enough. You're not doing Sabbaths, observing holy days, new moons, feasts, and all those things like Colossians says, like things that are nothing in themselves, right? But you are enough.
Well, I get guys, you guys can see my face. You know that, or you're not hitting the head on the head, the head on the nail, the nail on the head.
I feel like bringing it down here is like me. It's like saying, just like you want a fantastic job, you are the spec to the job. Like the job should be happy that you're going
no,
to.
No, limit is about learning from people, not from jobs.
No,
it's
I'm
from
just
wanting to
I'm
be
trying to type down
from,
what we're saying. No, but go on, Sha.
It's from
talk
now. Limit is not being influenced by someone you admire, basically.
Yeah, it's a part of it. Like, it's like your ability. So, like I said, it's your subconscious ability to copy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So then you made it look like to copy because you don't believe you are.
Yes. And the root cause of our wanting to
so
copy.
So now that we believe that we are we saying we'll now throw away the mimesis?
But no, you can have mimesis, but at this point, it's coming from different.
That is what you are saying, not what he's saying.
That's what he said. Wasn't that what you said? Like, it's no longer coming from a place of lack, but a place of, you know.
A place of you are what you want to be.
No. It's just
because you made mimesis look like the end point is to want to be. Do you guess?
Yeah.
The end point is to want to be. So even if you are,
even if you get coming, the end point,
so you are still wanting to be.
Because
that is the end point.
But when you are in, for instance, so in Christ, or when you are fully human, right? You are now at rest and comfortable in your skin. You have an encounter, or you see, or even God, right? God is unending, right? If you think you figured God out, then there is kind of like more.
I'm saying that I don't think the empire of mimesis is going to be. It's also seeing the possibility that you can be.
Okay.
So I remember my friend writing this post on Facebook on how representation does something to all of us. We may not even be thinking that we could be certain things until we see other people and be like,
Yes,
when I watch Asian vlogs, I know how to live an easier life, but I don't even know understand is until when I watch Asian vlogs and I see them using subsistence for subsistence. I'm like, oh, so you can use that for that, my life will be easier. And I aspire to that in that sense. The mimesis in that sense, I think, also makes you see these possibilities that can be. Like now, when I pointed about you liking Paul Young and you deciding to do a PhD
in divinity,
it's not that you are not enough, it's that you can now see from your place of being enough, you can now see the possibilities to be more, basically.
Yeah.
I sound so smart, guys. Yeah. Sometimes people should send me, say, this guy's intelligent.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so like I was saying, like, so the encounter with God or God, and we may encounter God in our relationship with other people, right? Who remind us that we are enough.
So I think the important part is where we find ourselves in means is ask ourselves, are we coming from a point of wanting to be or a point of.
No, but from the thing about.
Can we question ourselves like that?
Like, from what I think about mimesis, it's like I said, it's subconscious.
But sometimes you can question your subconscious.
And that is why silence and rest, right, they are important tools to see how our various encounters have formed us. What have we picked up along the way?
Mm-hmm.
Different mannerisms from our environment, right, that have
reflected.
That has rested in our souls, right, that we have picked up. Let's say you see couples be like, you have changed. Yes, they've changed because when they went to work, they met some other people who.
And they read things.
They read things and they desired other things and they became someone else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we continuously change. There's a possibility of being all
you
things.
You said became someone else. I don't like doing that.
Because I was asked a question because of what you just said now.
Yeah,
but I think it's not related to me, Mr. Sha. I mean, that's the root, but somewhere, something else. I think found that podcast, Sha. Hope I remember it.
You won't write it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, there was a time when I wanted to be an actress. Like, then they're not making it look like when I say you should question the things. It's not bad to question because I know
it's not bad now. That's
the time as a teenager
where
I swore that I wanted to be an actress. Then one day I told myself, why? I can't even give I can't be an actress. I can't go around kissing different people.
Right?
I ain't got no time for that. I think I wanted to be like Angelina Jolie or something like that.
I don't think I'm
just to sit down. I told myself, girl, it's time for you, man. I think I listened to Peter Young. I watched How to Do for 12 Years a Slave, and I told myself, Rabula is not doing that.
What did she have to do for 12 Years a Slave?
The training she had to go through, things she had to do, and strip out of that.
What?
But I can do things for writing. I'm ready to deny food and this is right, but for acting, no. So I think it's okay to question.
Subconsciously,
in the face of meditation.
Yeah,
and
so, so that is why those practices of like silence, meditation, repetition is intentionally and kind of like, or inner work, therapy. it's basically going to the garden of your heart to see the weeds and different.
These are such high bougie practices, because if everybody was doing this stuff, the world would be a better place.
Actually, therapy is very important.
So because of that's many times we'll be like, don't interact with this person or that person. But as children of God, right, we ought to, right, not be afraid.
Yeah.
Like today I was reading Chris Green's book where he talked about, you know, where does Jesus go to die? You see, where does Jesus perform his priestly duties?
Where does he do that?
In the Old Testament.
In the wilderness.
In Golgotha, where dead things are.
Oh,
you see, in the Old Testament, the priest cannot touch the dead.
Oh.
Right? The dead thing should be very far from the priest.
Yeah.
But Jesus, you not only see him touching the dead, he's actually dying with the dead. Oh. So he was buried at Golgotha, right? The place of scorn.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so that's Skull where that is now his holy of holies.
Ooh.
That's why in the book of Hebrews they say that we should go and meet him without the camp, outside the gate. Right, so in the Old Testament we are not to touch the dead, but in the New Testament we are encouraged to give life to the dead.
Right, oh, wow.
So if we touch the dead in the Old Testament, we'll be contaminated. In the New, as we interact with the dead,
we contaminate them with life. Them life.
So who are the dead now?
Right, so the dead may be those people who are given to dead works.
What is example?
So dead works might be taste not, touch not, handle not.
Okay, legalities.
Legalism and different.
It could also be systems, right?
So systems or different practices that we may do to, or maybe that are sponsored by fear, or that are the manifestation of our turning away from face-to-face relationship with delight, with love, or with good. So practices that are not born out of love, dead things,
right? Yes,
so
yes.
Whether it's done in church or outside of church, it's still dead, which is the case. So now we may now encounter, because sometimes we'll be like, don't relate with this lady, she's let's say a prostitute, right? Or she's she's gonna
corrupt
you,
the child of the world,
or demon possessed. If you follow this person, you blah blah. But then, that's where Jesus is a friend of sinners.
Yeah.
Right. So in his encounter with them, instead of being formed by, being reformed by them, they may be reformed by an encounter with him. So you see, he encounters the woman by the well, and you see what happened. You see, he encountered Zacchaeus, and you see the transformation that happens. So even us too, as people encounter us, changes may come because of we may now give them a new way of being human. We may
with love, that is not condemnation,
right? Not with condemnation.
I really like this new research topic. I feel like we should talk about it next time again, like in details, though. So recommended reading more Nemesis.
Yeah, Mimesis.
Oh my God. I'm not saying Nemesis, but
I know, Mimesis.
So it's Andre Rabi, Desire Found Me.
Is it Andre Rabi? I call it Andre Ray.
Yeah, I used to call it Andre Ray until I heard someone
called
Rabi. Andre.
No, I mean Rabi.
R-A-B-E.
Okay, so Desire Found Me.
Desire Found Me. Then I See Satan Fall Like Lightning by
Rabbi. Anytime you call that book, in my head I used to hear
Alright, I hope you enjoyed today's barbecue. For your questions, send a DM on Instagram or Twitter at Dubams, @DUBAMS. See you next time. Bye now.